Hello, and welcome to the first bonus episode of Temporal Culture War, and also our first episode back after our holiday, and then a little bit more hiatus. It is normally a podcast where we talk about the most maligned Star Trek to date until maybe this week when the Section 31 dropped.
We talk about topical.
We normally talk about Star Trek Enterprise. We will have to watch that movie at some fucking point, won't we? We normally talk about Enterprise and then also what the hell was going on in the year 2001 when it first came out. But this week we are talking instead about one of the Trek movies that we both love a lot, and also sort of like, I would say, the like precursor of this movie, Enterprise does not exist.
Weirdly, yes. I had this whole thing about how this is kind of the prequel to the prequel. This is what got us Enterprise. Yeah, exactly. There are connections directly to Enterprise as to why we're doing this. But I also, because you brought up the fucking Section 31 thing, I saw a guy from the quote from the creator talking about how in order to have the good light of Starfleet, you have to have a CIA Section 31.
That was a quote like straight out of 2003. He could have been talking about the show 24.
I was like, yeah, maybe Star Trek needs to die for a while again. Oof.
I think we might have to kill it. I don't know how we got Lower Decks
finished.
This movie sort of like invented, like without this movie, we don't remember Zefram Cochrane from like the one episode.
Yeah,
of
that's the biggest connection, definitely.
Yes.
It's kind of where they established the idea that humanity went back to being cowboys, I guess.
Yeah, like there is in Deep Space Nine, there's talk of like, that's when they add this stuff about like the Bell riots and like whatever, but this is like World War III stuff that happens afterwards. This is also after the eugenics wars.
Yes. Yep.
The timeline is so begoofed.
But weirdly, this established a lot of that timeline. It picked up the baton for what DS9 was doing.
Yes.
But you know what? We like on the podcast to situate our episode of the week in what was happening in 2001. So we're going to do that here as well.
That's right. I want the listeners to cast their minds back to the year 1996 with us.
And we'll save movies for last. And we'll talk about, because we already brought up, I guess, DS9. That was airing at this time.
Yeah. By the way, I am Matthew Lubchansky.
Oh, you know what? I'd assume in the bonus podcast they know who we are.
They know who we are.
Not, I'm
yeah, that's
naturally.
True. Well, yeah, this is your first episode. You've done a bad job.
Or they were smart about. Or, they realized they needed a prequel. Welcome. To the prequel. The only way to have the context for what's going on.
True.
So on a TV at that time was, it's what you expect. Seinfeld and Friends are dominating. ER. It's honestly not that interesting, except I did notice the X-Files was doing very well. So you had some good stuff in the mass culture to watch.
Yeah. What season of X-Files are we on?
I didn't look that up exactly. This would have been November.
You might be wrong about, no, it's like season three. We're doing great.
I thought the X-Files that got real stinky was going into the aughts, but
like season like nine when Mulder leaves.
This is prime X Files, good stuff.
Yeah.
And a lot of people were watching it. But if you were watching Star Trek, I looked. They're not charting especially high. It's fucking Star Trek. But the episode you could have been watching on Deep Space Nine, like the day after you went to see First Contact, was The Ascent. Season 5, episode 9 of Deep Space Nine. I don't know what else goes on in this one. I just loved when I went to Memory Alpha that there's a little photo of Rom holding a drink and it just says, Rom tries some root beer.
Oh, this is a great, great episode of Deep Space Nine.